Praise God. I just want to spend some time on thanks, and so about just giving thanks to God and just thanking one another. And I just want to honour the church today. Part of our AGM, we're going to go through some time of honouring and thanking as a part of that. But I just really want to dedicate the time that we have. We don't have a lot of time this morning. It's a shortened service. But just to give some thanks this morning. Ephesians 5:20, the scriptures will come up there. It says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the kind of people we want to be. We want a people with a heart of gratitude, thanking God for everything and all things, and honoring God. Sometimes when we don't have something, we think about what we don't have rather than what we do have. We think about what's going wrong rather than being grateful for all the things that are going right. And that's the kind of people we need to be, the people who are saying, Lord, I give thanks for what I have. I thank you for all the great blessings, all the abundance that I have. Yeah, and maybe not have can see everything that I necessarily think I need or everything going particularly the way I would want it to go. But Lord, I just thank you for everything that you've given me, for who you are, my relationship, my salvation, having a grateful heart. And 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is Christ, God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So every circumstance to be giving thanks unto God. No excuses. I'm having a hard time. I can't thank you, God. No, I thank you, God, because you tell me to. But Lord, it's my joy and delight because I know you and I want to honor you. Thanking the Lord. I just want to say a couple of things. Before I do that, I just wonder if you've started coming along to church in the last 12 months. Can you just stand up if you've started coming along to the church here in the last 12 months? You may have come to the country. We'll clap them when they stand. That's good. If you, in the last 12 months, can you understand me? If you started coming along in the last 12 months, please stand to your feet. Some of you people from Africa have started coming. Yeah, tell us about that. Others, if you started coming in the last 12 months, that Mary, Ophelia, your families, all of those that have started coming in the last 12 months. Some of you being very shy. You've started attending. Yep, stand up. Come on. Stand up. If you've started coming in the last 12 months, you've started coming along here. Mary, I think you haven't been here for 12 months in the church. No? You stand up. Okay. Any of you other shy family members? Any others? Some of those kids at the back, they've only been here for 12 months. You've just started coming along. Okay. Eddie, your family, they're all standing up. You've started coming along to church here this year, or in the last half of last year. All right? You've just started coming to the church. I'll start pointing you all out. Come on, just stand up. Let's put our hands together. Let's just bless them. And we just want to thank God for you. There you go. And you may be seated. I was going to get you to come all out the front, but some of you are too shy to stand up. So it's all right. You may be seated. We just want to thank God for you. We just want to thank God that he sent you along to us. Some of you come into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ for the first time. Some are coming to this country for the very first time. And we just praise God that he has sent you. You could be anywhere in the world, but God has sent you here, and God has sent you here among us to be a part of this family, and you're a part of the family here. So we just really want to honor you and thank God for the blessing that you are and just being here, and just what a great thing it is to never underestimate your place in the family. Don't underestimate the importance of what you bring when we come together. There's something that you bring. Your worship adds something to my worship and makes it better. Your presence, just being here, encourages me. It encourages other people. They're encouraged by just you being here, let alone all the other things that you bring as you fellowship and communicate, encourage one another. So bless you for those things. Can I just want to just say something about the Thanksgiving breakfast that we had yesterday? I just really want to thank a lot of people. But first of all, before I do that, can I just thank the church for your heart in touching our community? We were involved in the Brimbank Festival at the beginning of the year. Can you remember that? Back to the Brimbank Festival. Seems a long time ago. It wasn't 2 years ago. It was actually just this year. It was back in February, was it? February? I think it was February. It seems a long time ago. Just really want to honour you for your witness by being involved in that. I was talking to the council administrators. You know our councillors are all sacked. We have a council administrators appointed who run the council at this moment. And I was just talking to him because they used to have like a dozen councillors that can go to all these events and be everywhere. And I said, what made you come along to our breakfast? You know, obviously there's many things that you could be doing. And he said, well, look, to be honest, there's certain things I've got to do. Obviously, we've got the Australia Day where people coming citizenship. I've got to be there. And he outlined three or four things that he must do in his role. But then the rest, he said, really, we've just got to make a decision, a value judgment Where do we prioritize? Where do we choose? And he said, look, the reason why we came along to the breakfast is because we were so impressed with what your church did at the festival. He said that the way that you involved in the money, you can give yourselves a clap. He just said that, I don't believe this guy's a Christian that's talking to him, but he just said, look, what you did, your involvement, the number of people you had. Remember, we had over 80-odd people. They weren't odd, but there was 80-plus people marching, and they were so blessed by that. They were really impressed by that. The organizers told us that afterwards, wow, you guys are incredible. But then for them to say, he's the highest level in our council, they were so impressed, and they said, look, and we saw what you did. We saw your great tent you had and all the things that you're doing. And they said, for us, look, it was really a no-brainer. Look, you really supported us by being there. We so value what you're doing, and we just wanted to support you. So I just want to honor you as a church, that the world are actually, people in our community are honoring what you're doing in the community. So bless you for that. Your heart to be involved. Don't underestimate just being in that march, what difference that made. And again, don't underestimate even the breakfast yesterday. It was great. We honoured people. And look, we'd love for everyone to be able to come. We just simply can't do that because we're bringing in people from outside that we're ministering to. We got that place all set up and reaching out to people, giving people awards in the community, which we've done. This was the seventh time we've done it, seventh year yesterday. But never underestimate the effect that that's having also as well. And even on our table, we had some politicians there. There's a guy there who's an up-and-comer in one of the major parties. In fact, this guy is being fast-tracked. He's been earmarked as potentially he could be a prime minister. That's what they're seeing this guy as. Now, most of us know, who is this guy? We don't even know who he is. But within the party, it turns out that they're actually fast-tracking this guy. And on our table, Muriel said to Bernie Finn, who was at the abortion rally that many of us, anti-abortion rally that many of us went to a couple of years ago, and Muriel mentioned, oh, I actually saw you there speaking at that, and he said, oh, actually, this other lady, the other politician there, she's actually addressing it one in October and encouraging us to be a part of that. But this young guy who's from the opposite political party, who's been earmarked fast-tracking because they see him as the potential leader of a party, he was listening to us talking about abortion and those kind of things, and he says, yeah, no, look, that's right. He was agreeing with everything we were saying. Now, he didn't have to agree. They're opposite sides of the fence politically. And so don't even underestimate just that. That little conversation that we're having could even actually have an influence. If he goes up within his party and if that party has power at that particular time, it may make the difference of a little baby's being saved. Who knows? Who knows? So never underestimate the impact that you're having as a church. Is I want to honour everyone. And I just really want to thank a whole lot of people that did so much work yesterday. There's great teams of people that came and they helped it set up. There's a lot of organisation that goes before. I really want to thank Doreen. He did a whole lot of hard work just pulling a whole lot of stuff together. So thank you. And Linda and Pastor Pat and Heather getting the food organised and the great team that served us so well. Fantastic meal. And people were very impressed by the number of people that just are willing to help. So you guys are fantastic. Your heart to serve and touch this community, it speaks volumes. Even the people that are there in the kitchen, that these people that are in a position of authority are saying, wow, the heart to serve, how do you get these people to serve? Well, these guys just love God. They just have a heart. So I just want to honour you and bless you for your heart in that. So you give yourselves a hand. And never underestimate the impact that we are having in our community and beyond. So I just really want to honour you for that. I want to read a passage of Scripture, and let's just look at this together. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 3 to 12. It'll come up on the screen. It's quite long, but just listen to this together. It says, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more. And we're saying this as an oversight. I just want to speak it on behalf of the oversight over the church. We always ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more. And the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials that you are enduring. Some of you are going through pretty hard stuff, but your heart to serve is still there. You're not giving up on God or things. You're right in there. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you'll be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. God is just. He'll pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire and with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you, because you believed our testimony to you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you, that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours, and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a couple of passages where Paul saying, I just want to thank God for you, and that's our heart today. We just want to thank God for you. I feel really blessed to be a part of this church and to be a part of this family. And as Pastor John and Pastor Pat were saying, from just having been away, we just want to honor you for your heart for God and for one another. It's a wonderful thing. Don't underestimate what precious things that we have. Paul's letter to Philemon in Philemon 1, 4-7, he says, I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. I want to honor you for that. And I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith. That's our prayer. Let's share your faith. Be active in sharing your faith. There's a hungry world who so much want to know the love of God. I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith, so that you will have full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. And it's amazing. When you tell people how wonderful the Lord is, how great God is, you have a revelation yourself. Wow, yeah, it does something. You sow the things of God into other people, and you are going to be blessed. And you have a revelation yourself. You gain understanding of the good things that we have in Christ. Your love has given me great joy. There's a great joy we have. We rejoice over you. And encouragement, because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. Refresh one another. Encourage one another. Bless one another. You being here today, you're blessing, encouraging, and refreshing other people. And one final scripture here. It says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13-17. Again, this is where Paul is just thanking God for the people. But we always We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, loved by the Lord. Because from the beginning, God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel that you might share in the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. And may the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and purpose, which I don't think is appeared up, and word, every good deed and word. So praise God. So we just want to honor God to